our cleaner tried to clean up my room. Both of them big dirty.
Hello, my name is Ivan, and you're reaching local Splash. How can I help you today?
Hey, Ivan. Oh, this is Tremaine Noel. I'm calling about my first loss of business.
Okay, you're calling in regards to your business, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, let me go ahead and find the account here. Just give me a second. Perfect. I found an account. If you could just answer the security question, which is, what is your mother's maiden name?
Noel.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you so much. And tell me, how can I help you today?
First thing first. Whenever I'm receiving text messages on the local Splash thing, I do not see it. I do not hear it. It's nothing. Nothing. I don't get no notification. Or nothing, unless I go on the app, and then I can find it.
Okay, so basically, you just don't get notified that you received the message. The only way you could actually see it is if you check on it yourself. Is that correct?
Yes, basically. That's how I've been being.
Okay, okay. And just to confirm, the phone that has the app downloaded would be the one that has the actual phone number where your clients will contact you, right? Give me 1 second.
Yeah.
And has it asked you for, let's say, any type of updates recently?
Like it's supposed to be updated by itself. Like, I'm not understanding.
Okay, yeah, because there's times where it might fail to upload. It could simply be for several reasons, maybe any kind of interruption with the connection, right?
How do I upload it?
So simply what we do is we just go ahead and check on Apple Maps, right? It should tell you if it needs an update. If something keeps failing, right, then we would just recommend to simply remove it and download it again, right? So have you attempted to just maybe remove it and upload it again?
I don't even remember where I got the app from, to be honest.
Okay, so it's available at Apple Store as well as the Google app. The Google Store as well.
I don't even see that I need an update on the regular Apple.
I'm also checking, of course, if there is an ongoing issue currently. I believe there might be an issue with just the vibrating function of the actual app, but it should still let you know that you received the message, especially if there's an incoming call. Or are there also issues with incoming calls, if I may ask?
Well, sometimes whenever I answer the incoming call, they do not hear me.
They don't hear you.
Yes. It's not saying, it's just a local Splash, whatever, like a call, or whatever, that shows your name or whatever. I don't know what it shows, but still, it don't.
No, these are important things. Definitely, we are definitely looking into it, of course, right? But again, typically, just by restarting the app, it might be it. You have an iPhone, I believe you mentioned. Is that right?
Yeah, so I'm going to just delete the whole thing and install it because I don't see the stuff.
Okay, so that is what I'm confirming right now, is that there was an issue or there is an ongoing issue with just the vibrating feature on the actual app. I'm not seeing any other type of issues. So hopefully this does cover or fix the actual problem.
Yeah, well, I'm not understanding why nobody don't give me no call and fix something. People be calling sometimes. I say hello. That's why I be having a call back. And y'all can look at the call log and see that. I'll be hearing the people sometimes.
I see. Okay, perfect. Now, I understand. We definitely want to go ahead and see how we can fix the actual issue. As well, once we upload the app again, right, if you've done that, then I can see if maybe I can do a test call, see if it's better. I'm not sure if I'll be able to message you, but I should definitely be able to call.
Nick, I just re-updated.
Okay, so it is updated, is that right?
No, I just deleted and I updated. It said, warning, please update to the latest version of application. I press update again.
Okay.
It's supposed to do it like it did.
Okay, so now it's looking more like they maybe, okay, needed an update, it sounds like.
No, because I already did this before. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, and it just keeps routing the same message that it needs to be updated. Is that right?
Evidently, some.
Okay. And you, okay, perfect. And right now it's already downloaded on your device, right?
Okay, yes. I've been downloading it.
Okay. I want to try to do a test call, see if I...
Wow, thank you for some review. This 650 number. I ain't see this number call. I don't know if that's some legit, but still.
Okay, so I'm definitely double checking, right, to see if there's maybe other issues that are going on with the actual app, right? So just bear with me just a few moments. Okay, so the only issue I see again, right, is definitely the vibration of the app. Would I be able to go ahead and release the call and call you directly to your actual call tracking number or through the call tracking number, I'm sorry?
Yeah, you can.
Okay, perfect. I just want to do a test call because I believe you just said that you didn't see a call come in either, right?
Yes, I did not see a call come in.
Okay.
I guess they texted me after they did it.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and release the line and try to go ahead and give you a call. If you can, just go ahead and answer it, okay? Give me one moment. Perfect. I'll be releasing the line now.